I'm an alcoholic. My name is Grant. My sobriety date is March 21st, 2005. For that, I'm grateful. And thank you for the warm welcome, the food. It was just a really nice, welcoming meeting. And the most important things I got to share today was my sobriety date. My home group is the Bellflower Big Book group. We meet every Monday night. My sponsor, Todd, I'm excited we got to get in the car. It's not a given. I got a loving God today that helps me stay sober. And my first drunk, was with my freshman baseball team. We went with our coach and we went out to Colorado River and at Parker, and we rented this house. We get out of the trucks and I see this shed on the side, and it was like a tap. And I open up the shed and there was a keg, and I rocked the keg. And it's heavy, so it's full. And you can see the condensation coming down the keg, so it's cold. And the label on it said Keystone Ice. And I shut the door real quick, and I got all the guys together in the back room. I'm like, hey, when coach goes to sleep tonight, we're gonna go 2x2, and we're gonna fill up our 7-Eleven 44-ounce cups. And we finished that keg that night. And but it was the first time feeling the feeling of being drunk. And I've not been the same since. I literally... and I've tried every remedy since 15 to 25. My last, I hit a bottom at 25, and my connect fired me. He couldn't trust me anymore dealing his stuff. And he had a ticket for the Bar and Beverage Show out in Las Vegas, and it was like an alcoholic's dream. And after like 45 shots, we went to Spearmint Rhino, and I thought I was the man of Huntington Beach. I had like a flipped up Guinness hat and a Goodfellas t-shirt, Iron Maiden board shorts. And I buy these three girls drinks and it gets rejected. And this girl goes, oh, you're the man of Huntington Beach, like instant trash talk. So I'm like immediately attracted. And so we end up partying for 3 days in the Stardust, and I convince her to come back to Huntington Beach and see where I'm living. I'm living in a trap house. And so the whole duplex was underwater. The plumbing was broken, and you have to clip-clop through the water to get to the back room. And I'm living on this like piece of couch with like dog hair, cat hair. And needless to say, she goes, we need to move back to Las Vegas. She saw me get fired from, I brought her to Hurricanes and the bar that I was working at, and she saw me get fired. And we moved back to Las Vegas, and that's the last 3 weeks of my drinking. That week, we're renting a room from her Russian girlfriend who was hooked on Oxycontin. And at the end of that week, she kicks us out. And the second week, we're living in Melanie's car in the back alley of Spearmint Rhino. And I'm just, she'll go into work at 11 o'clock and come out at 10 in the morning, and I'm fiending. I just, what do you got? Get me drunk. Like the most just desperate for a drink. And so... at the end of my second week, my last week, this is what happens when I drink with people. Some point they say, we need to drop you off somewhere. So they drop me off on Las Vegas Boulevard. And my last week of drinking was at the Monte Carlo Casino, watching people gamble for hours. I'd wait for the barmaid to come by and go, dude, can you buy me a drink? And he'd be like, all right, okay, Long Island iced tea. Then I would wait another time. I go, hey, dude, can you buy me a drink? It's like, dude, what's wrong with you? Like, I don't know. And so I just remember I looked up at the casino ceiling and I was cussing at God, and I saw my drinking from 15 to 25 in a panoramic view, and King Alcohol had ran my whole life up until that point. And I believe that was a prayer, because my life started to move in a positive direction after that. I came to in the hallway of Monte Carlo Casino, and Melanie's phone call, and she goes, I could drive you back to Orange County. And I get a ride back to Orange County, and at Hoagie Bar Michael's, she buys a drink, and that's my last drink. And she drops me off at my family house, and my best friend's dad was there, and he said, what happened when you were 19? I'm like, AA. And they're like, yeah, we'll help you get into a sober living house and see what happens. And so I got in March 21st, was a Monday, it was my first day sober. And there was a couple guys our age that were in there. I'm like, hey, are you guys doing this AA thing or what? And they're like, yeah, we're going to Fullerton Lana Club tonight. And I'm like, can I go? And so when that night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night was a speaker meeting. And on day three, I was smoking a cigarette on the back patio. Thank you. And I basically, on day three, it's like, my life's over. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I just totally had my head down and a hamster wheel was going. I just couldn't stop thinking about those last three or four weeks of living hell of drinking. And I look up and there's two guys. They stick their hand out, they introduce themselves, and they look right in my eyes and they said, do you think you got a problem with alcohol? I was like, yeah, I got a big problem with alcohol. And they said, well, this is a program that has to be shown. We could show you how to stay sober. And these guys, you could see it. Sobriety was in their eyes. Like, they had something going on. They had a power. And they gave me their, they kept it simple. They didn't say what meetings they went to. They just said, we're going to a meeting tomorrow night if you want to go. And my agenda on day four was wide open. I was walking to Brea Mall looking for work. But on my fourth day, I knew my main job was calling those two guys I met the night before at that AA meeting. And they picked me up. They brought me to a home group. And this time in AA, I got to hear the word home group. And it's like a group of people that see each other regularly that successfully are staying sober. And they got stories of what happened when they were 4 years sober, at 9 years sober. And I was just blown away. And I just said, where are you guys going to be tomorrow? And they're like, well, who's your sponsor? And I was like, oh, I don't got a sponsor. And so old school is like, well, who's been picking you up? Well, Tim L's been picking me up. And so Tim took me through my first, all 12 steps. But then I hit, at 60 days, I had a panic attack. And I got fired from my first job. And long story short, my grand sponsor became my sponsor. And he sponsored me for the next 8 years. And he was very heavily into panels. I got to go on panels in jail, juvenile hall, Salvation Army. And so that was a great experience. I got to learn how to work the 12 steps with other guys. And since my beginning year, I've always worked with guys, and if I didn't sponsor them or not. And then I got to get married. I've gotten divorced in sobriety. But I got to learn how to go through some painful things and stay sober. But I've always had people in my corner, no matter what I've gotten to go through. Like last October 26, my dad passed away. And my sponsor, like, I was all freaked out, like, hey, I got to get to the A meeting. He says, calm down, just take it moment by moment. And he has experience with that. And he helped me get through that. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, if even if you're the closest person in your life dies, your hero, you can still stay sober. And so I got a good life today. I mean, the people in my life, sobriety people that love AA, their life is just so full. And so it's like, well, how do you stay sober? And it's like, well, you keep following the people that are on fire for sobriety. And so I got 1 minute left, but it's kind of like, even from my first year sober, you'll get sober with a bunch of friends. And then at the end, it's like, maybe there's two, but after that time you associate, or you get to always, as time goes on, you get stronger and stronger in sobriety, and the help will be there. And I got that. My sobriety brothers and my sponsor in my home group, they're just so far out in front of me. And it's their hope. I'll leave it on this. Like, I got hope today. I could stay sober. I want to stay sober. And I just, thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.